Hi, welcome to Magnetic Hearts. Today we're going to be talking about building healthy relationships and connections. I'm Imogen Lilly.
And I'm Camilla Nunn. And we welcome you to this podcast today. We're excited to delve into this topic of relationships because there's so many different relationships that we're going to have in our lives. And it's really important to really put our energy into building the right kinds of relationships, healthy relationships. And me and Immy today are going to start to talk about what that looks like to have a life and embody a life where we can create harmonious, beautiful connections. And specifically friendships. So we've talked a little bit about sexual relationships, but here we're going to talk about the importance of actually starting to reach out and form more stable connections with friends.
So recognizing, I guess one of the things that Camilla and I were discussing is kind of recognizing when you're spending time with people, how you actually feel when you're with those people or with that person and how you feel afterwards. And I think it sometimes we can sort of get carried away with trying to spend time with too many people and having these big social lives and actually not tuning in to how that person makes us feel, whether that person uplifts us, energizes us, or whether we kind of feel drained. And, you know, I think we can all sort of agree that there can be, you know, connections that we can have during our lifetime where afterwards we can sort of go over the things that we said during the time that we were with that person and kind of ruminating and sort of worrying about how that person views us and kind of recognizing is that actually somebody that maybe we want to build a connection with and stay, you know, spending time with that person.
It's really important to realize when you are feeling like you're too much in your head with a connection and if you feel judged by someone or if the energy just feels off. The best connections for me personally have been when I've just felt so accepted by that other person. I do feel like I can be completely myself and able to let go.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, Camilla, you're sort of at the moment feeling like you have these really wonderful friendships and connections, and it reflects in the way that you are feeling within yourself. And I can feel it from spending time with you that you're feeling very secure within yourself. And it makes perfect sense that you're going to be feeling secure within yourself if you're spending time with people that allow you to be yourself, because you're not having to mask or put on these different personalities to mold into friendships. You're just you.
Yeah, I think it's so important to surround yourself with loving people and people that are sort of on similar vibrational levels. And I think it's difficult sometimes, especially if you have been friends with certain people for a long time. You know, maybe you've met them in school or in uni and they've been your drinking buddies, or, you know, you've just stuck in a connection for the sake of it. And every time I've had situations like this where every time I've met them, I felt very drained. And that's not to say there's something wrong with them. It's just the friendship has sort of come to its sell-by date. Or something just feels off. And maybe there's just, you know, that friendship had to serve a certain purpose to bring you to where you are. Or, you know, there were some lessons that you had to learn from that particular person. And I think it's important that we all learn when it's okay to let go, you know, like not to be too overly attached to having people in our lives sometimes forever. And I've always realized that when I've felt that feeling of it's come to its sell by date, usually, whether it's conscious or not, that other person also feels it. And so to come into this feminine energy of being intuitive over that friendship, to realize when it's okay to let go and to step forward and realize life is just full of beautiful human beings, and there's always going to be this abundance of people to be friends with and to help us on this journey of coming more into alignment with who we truly are. And there'll be plenty of people that see you and that, you know, love you and that will energize you. I think this is what we wanted to talk about, isn't it, Emmy? This importance of having friendships that feel really fulfilling.
And also, I mean, you mentioned something really important just then, Camilla, when you were talking about the kind of fear of letting go and those friendships ending. And I'm just wondering, you know, with that letting go element of it, is, I suppose, this could be another thing that we could discuss at some point in another podcast, because it's so, you know, everybody responds differently to that letting go and that fear of endings.
Mm.
But recognizing, especially with friendships, you know, because we as people, we're constantly changing.
Yeah.
And we're finding new things that we enjoy, finding things that we no longer enjoy. We're changing. So why would we then hold on to these connections that don't serve us? But I'm wondering, Camilla, do you have any sort of advice or suggestions of how letting go can be sort of made easier for people?
I like to always think about nature and her ability to be able to let go so effortlessly. And it's this universal law that, you know, if we let go of something, there's something else that's going to come to fill that space up. So when we let go of a particular person, there's something that will come, and, you know, another person that will usually come. Or if we let go of something in our lives that feels like it's old and it's stagnant, it's if we really truly let go of it and open up to something new, you know, it's likely that something will then come and fill that space in when we make space and when we trust. I don't believe that life takes from us and leaves us empty. We leave ourselves sometimes empty because we're too much in the mind. And to be in a mentality of abundance, you know, we are in an abundant universe. There's how many billion people on this earth? And I remember it was my dad actually that told me when I was younger, as you get older, it's more and more difficult to make friends. And actually, I don't believe that. I believe we tell ourselves it's difficult. And we close ourselves up to making new friends, and we become, you know, more uncomfortable to be in that childlike state. So I think it's the way in which we are believing to look at life. What sort of beliefs are we having towards our friendships, like, and ourselves? You know, if we believe, oh God, I'm not enough, or I can't make friends easily, or people don't like me, then people will feel that vibration from you of being closed, being unconfident. But I think when we are our true authentic selves and we say to the world, this is me, you know, accept me for who I am, whoever's going to be the right fit for you will naturally come when we're being our authentic selves. So when we're trying to be what other people want us to be, to gain a new friend, it's not coming from an authentic place. It could be coming from this sort of more desperate, clingy place. So self-love is important. Trust is important, and authenticity is important to really believe that the right people will come, and to think well of yourself and to think well of others as well, to be interested in other people.
And we were also discussing before, weren't we, Camilla, about the sort of the importance of having these, you know, different friendships And maybe like investing in these friendships that maybe your friends may have certain qualities that it is that you might be looking for in your partner, and the importance of not putting this pressure for your partner to be able to provide you with all of these different things that maybe might not be part of his or her or their authentic self. And
this was such an important thing we were talking about just a moment ago. I think we've both had experiences where we have sort of put so much on our partners to be able to fulfill every single need, and a lot of people may feel that it's their partner's job to fulfill their physical needs, their emotional needs, you know, financial stuff. And I mean, that's a lot to put on one person. And in general, maybe for instance, as a woman, when I'm talking to my other female friends, there's a lot more emotional sort of fulfillment that I get from being with other women. Like there's something that I gain from my friendships with women that maybe is a bit more lacking in general with when I'm in a relationship with a man. And I know that there are men that are a lot more emotionally connected, but there are a lot of men that maybe they don't want to talk too much about emotions. It's just not in their nature to be overly emotional. And it's, I think it's unfair sometimes as women to expect a man to be everything. What do you think about this, Emmy? What's your experience been?
Well, I guess, like, for example, if you look at our friendship and the conversations that we can have, you know, we can get lost in beautiful conversations about many different topics. And I'm wondering, you know, maybe that is something that is sort of more what I'm looking for in my partners, and actually it might not be something that I'm going to be finding in a partner. Maybe that is something that I'm going to have in the friendships that I have, like our friendship, and expecting. I think it's almost like something that we're taught, or is kind of we're made to believe that our partner needs to fulfill everything. You know, we need to find these partners that literally meet our needs and who we are and what we want, when actually it's quite
unhealthy, isn't it, to expect someone to be everything, and
or to have a replica of myself. Is that really what I want to find, or is it actually really beautiful to have a partner that offers different qualities, and then the sort of things that I want to have, you know, like these kind of conversations, that sort of nurturing feminine time to have that from friendships. And I think it's just something that I've really been reflecting on recently, the importance of kind of actually recognizing what I can find in friendships and fulfill myself in that way.
Completely agree with you. And as well, we were talking earlier about how when we do put so much pressure on our partners to fulfill every need, usually, speaking from a woman who's had a male partner, and when I was younger, you know, I expected him to also almost be like a woman, to be on that same emotional level as me, and talk about all these very more emotional subjects, and to come to yoga with me, and not that that's bad, but to almost be everything that I would also expect of a girlfriend. It sort of ruined the sexual chemistry. It sort of, the polarity really shifted, because he became too much. He came too much into his feminine. And that's not to say that I don't believe a man should be emotional. I believe that it's so beautiful when a man is connected to his emotions. But when a man is so deeply connected to that part of himself, where it's almost like he's sort of not in his masculine, which energizes him, and when he's out of balance with himself, to try and fulfill, you know, a partner's need, I believe that's also a relationship breaker, and sometimes women don't even know that they're doing it. They're putting a lot of pressure on their partners to be everything for them.
So, absolutely. Yeah. And I think it's just important to be mindful of this and to be able to kind of reflect and think, you know, if you're listening to this podcast, kind of thinking about what it is that you're sort of expecting, I think, because we can get caught in these traps of kind of expecting our partners to fulfill everything. And actually, do we really need that when we have these beautiful friendships? But then also, I think one of the things that I've been reflecting on a lot recently is actually looking at my friendships and actually thinking about how I feel when I'm spending time with these people. Because
how would you say you would want to feel when you're around your friends?
Oh, that's such a beautiful question. How I want to feel when I'm around my friends. Well, like you said before, Camilla, I want to feel completely myself. I want to be able to, you know, I'm somebody that likes to joke a lot. I want to be able to joke. I want to be able to, you know, relax, say these different comments, let my mind run wild when I'm with friends and not worry about how my mind can bring up all these different topics. And
to be completely accepted, isn't it?
Being accepted, for who you are. Exactly. And then, you know, I think feeling loved and loving as well. I think it's people, again, kind of, I definitely think that it's very easy to love a friend. It's very easy to have that kind of love for a friend. But I think
to be intimate as well with your girlfriends, you know, like stroking your hair, hugging. I think we can also have that intimacy with our friends. It's not just subject to one person. But that's also a very beautiful thing to have. I know me and you, we're very intimate, and we can talk about such deep subjects we can go anywhere, and we know that that's okay. And that's incredibly beautiful to have that from a friendship.
But then I think in hearing you say that, I think there'll be lots of people that probably don't have those kind of, and it doesn't mean to say that we're saying that doesn't mean that you love each other and you're beautiful friends. It's just recognizing what I said to you yesterday, didn't I, Camilla, that I love affection and I love being, like, you know, having that kind of affectionate relationship. So that makes sense that you and I have that connection. But some people may not enjoy that aspect, and finding people that are, you know, similar in that way.
I think what we both really want to get at today is that to just be really mindful of what is it that you actually would like from your friendships. How would you like to feel? What sorts of conversations would you love to have? You know, like, to think about it and to feel into it, to realize when you're in a friendship that just feels stagnant. It's not really offering you anything anymore. When to start to change sort of things up, so you may start to bring different types of friendships into your life. It's really, you know, so vast the types of friendships we can have and the sort of connections we can have, and we get to make that up. We get to create it.
Being open to it as well. I think if it's okay with you, Camilla, if I just quickly share how you and I became friends, because I think it's a lovely example of how when you're open to new connections and new friendships, how the most beautiful ones can come your way. So just to finish this podcast, to end with a little story of Camilla and I becoming friends. There was a time in my life where I was going through a big change. I was going through, like, learning more aspects of myself and thinking more about the type of friendships that I wanted to have. Sort of what we're speaking about now is when it is, you know, when you feel these changes in your life and you feel like you want to start removing certain friends from your life and welcoming new ones. And I was desperate to find some friends that I could connect with in a more deeper level, and this lovely lady in a place where Camilla works said to me that she knew this person that I would be able to connect with, and who'd also just been living in Mexico, similar to myself.
Yeah, we'd both been living in Mexico, and so that was sort of the
the connection. And then sure enough, she put us in contact, and then Camilla and I met, and it was like we'd known each other for years, wasn't it, Camilla?
And I remember meeting Imogen, and we just clicked straight away. And you know, I'm not even one really to go out partying, but we went out that night. We had quite a few mezcals. We were dancing around, so silly. And I thought, this is beautiful to have a connection where we can dance around like little girls and be in that fun, silly, you know, joyful state together. And we just met. And so, you know, sometimes you don't need a lot of time getting to know someone to create a connection. I think sometimes these connections just happen very quickly, and you know you just feel you're on the same wavelength.
Absolutely. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I've really enjoyed speaking with you, Camilla, as I always do.
Me too.
I always feel like I learn so much from your wisdom, so thank you for sharing
that. And thank you.
And we look forward to welcoming you to our next podcast.
Yes, we look forward to seeing you soon. And until then, enjoy making new connections. Start thinking about how you want to feel, and do that with an open heart. Sending you so much love.
And have a beautiful day.